Gentlemen, the world-famous business and casual shirts from Charles Tirrett are here, designed in London and made for Texas. These will be your go-to shirts from the boardroom to the bar and beyond. And right now, you can get three exquisite shirts or polos for just $99, plus free shipping and a six-month guarantee. That's $200 off. Visit ctshirts.com and use code STYLE. That's ctshirts.com, code STYLE. Gentlemen, the world-famous business and casual shirts from Charles Tirrett are here, designed in London and made for Texas. These will be your go-to shirts from the boardroom to the bar and beyond. And right now, you can get three exquisite shirts or polos for just $99, plus free shipping and a six-month guarantee. That's $200 off. Visit ctshirts.com and use code STYLE. That's ctshirts.com, code STYLE.
2 Corinthians 11. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself, that ye might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you. And so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore? Because I love you not? God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Being a woman, you know, I had always struggled with like body image and things like that. I think that's probably pretty common. Anyways, and after, you know, a journey with the Lord and letting that go and just letting him teach me how to, you know, just sort of maintain my temple by being led of the Holy Spirit. For the first time, I started to actually really just appreciate, you know, the shape that God had given me, you know, just in truth. And I started to really understand like the female form and prayed, you know, for the Lord to really kind of help me understand why he made women the way he did, because men and women are very different. A woman's body is very soft and lovely, and he made it to be very curvy and just a really beautiful shape, you know. And then I started to understand, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ and his church, and why, you know, the commandment, thou shalt not covet. If ever you struggle with self-esteem, things like that, just understanding, your identity as the bride of Christ, and reading I think it's Revelation 22, where he talks, the Apostle John talks about the beauty of Christ's church. You have to understand, beloved sisters, okay, you're beautiful. The work that the Holy Spirit does through you to create this sort of fruit, the Bible says, and it's true, walking with the Lord, it creates this beautiful, it's just a gorgeous work. The way that the Holy Spirit helped me to understand it, was sort of like, I didn't use this example, but it helped me to understand sort of like kind of a common thing in things like film and television is where you see like a, this wonderful little couple, and they're so happy and then everything's just so blessed about the two of them. They just make a beautiful couple. The man is just, so blessed and handsome. He has this beautiful wife, and they're there together and they're just so happy and just so blessed. And then you have the person, the man that is full of envy, okay, and hates the man for how blessed he is, and then his beautiful wife and how happy they are and everything. And so he moves, towards the wife to try and destroy what's there, okay? And this man is just full of envy, and where he is, it's just very dark and evil, and it's just pure hatred. Understand something during this season. You are coveted by Satan, okay? You must understand that, okay? And the thing is that as the bride of Christ, okay, Satan hates God, okay? And he hates that perfect picture of you and Christ happy together, okay, and blessed for all eternity, the way it describes it in the book of Revelation, okay? And so what you need to understand is, you don't want to get like lifted up or anything and like, conceited and proud or anything like that. That's not, because it's just, it's not us. We're evil, okay? But when we become born again, we get transformed into this beautiful bride for Christ, okay? So it's all Him and the Holy Spirit and His working and what He does. What you need to be aware of is that as this transformation takes place, okay, Satan wants to destroy it, okay? And what you must understand is that Satan does not love you, okay? Christ does, okay? He loves you, died for you, died for His church, okay? Precious in His sight, each and every sheep, okay? But Satan doesn't, okay? He simply hates God, and he hates Christ, and he hates that beautiful picture that he sees, okay? And so if he can get his hands upon you, His goal is to kill, steal, and destroy, okay? Not because he wants you and wants to take you away from Christ in any sort of a loving manner because he wants you and loves you and wants to have you and keep you. No, he wants you to kill you, okay? Flat out, okay? Simply because he hates God, okay? So that image of that man who's watching that happily married couple wants to move in and is looking for an opportunity to move upon that wife, not so he can have her and take her home and love her and then be her husband. No, he wants to move in upon her to destroy her, to mar her, to beat her, to abuse her, and destroy her. Okay? Understand that fact, please. Okay? I'm not saying this to be dramatic or frightening, but that's what the Bible says. It says, be vigilant, be sober, for your enemy goeth around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Okay? Again, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? It's selfish. Okay? Why am I saying this? Because I'm coming across ladies, okay? And they are not practicing any form of discernment and not being guarded. And I find myself really surprised even at times at the things that they tell me that they're getting involved in spiritually. None of these things, okay, are outright open sin, okay? Their brain knows, can look at it and go, oh no, that's a bad thing to do. I'm not going to do that. I'm a Christian, right? They're religious practices, okay, that go against the Bible, okay? Spiritual practices that go against the Bible, okay? Please heed my warning, okay? It's because I love you and you're my prayers daily, even if I've never spoken with you, okay? Pray for you daily, Lord knows, okay? Prayer and fasting. It's not an exaggeration. Pray for every lady that listens to these podcasts. Please read your Bible from cover to cover and then read it again. Your KJV Bible. I'm not trying to bring about problems or anything in terms of like translations and everything like that. But just understand something. God does something once and it's done. Okay. He doesn't do it over and over and over and over again. You can look into these things if you want, but just please. And if you don't understand the language, take a leap of faith, okay? If you're not familiar with the KJV, like the way that it is, you hear that a lot. Trust that God wrote it, and if you have the Holy Spirit, He will help you understand it. Because with time, your ear will incline to it, okay? Because you need to be guarded in this season. I'm coming across, especially in the younger generation, and please, my elder sisters that already are aware of these things, please keep them in prayer. Because I'm coming across younger ladies that are in things and they just have no idea that it's completely evil because it looks nice. Scripture says that the Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Falling away that will take place. Sorry, there's a falling away that will take place before the return of Jesus Christ. It's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 1 through 4, okay? Basic things. You need to be born again. Okay, scripture says as a seed goes into the ground and dies and comes up, right, new, right? You take a look at like a seed and you plant it in the ground. Okay, a seed doesn't pop up, right? No, it's this beautiful flower, a tulip, a plant. That's you. Okay. Ask to be born again. Okay, and I know these things may sound basic, but I'm coming across ladies where they're just hearing strange things and getting involved in strange things, and they're seeking Christ, but they're being met with deceptions along the way. Simple way, very simple way, okay, to stay safe, okay, for your bridegroom. Make sure you're born again, okay? Ask the Lord. I can pray with you right now, okay? Let Him know that you are a sinner, and that you're sorry for your sins, and you ask to be born again by the power of the Holy Spirit through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Simple. Okay? And then receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Holy Spirit will enter you. Okay? And all of a sudden you will begin to see sin. Okay? Not condemnation. Okay? You'll just be able to see sin. It's like somebody flicks the lights on and you look around and you go, oh, he doesn't like that. Oh, he doesn't like that. You start repenting. Okay. And you start thinking, this is very important, about eternity for the first time in very real terms. Okay. Not in condemnation, but you begin. Scripture says that the Holy Spirit will cry out, Father. Okay. The earnest expectation. He starts to get you thinking eternally. Okay. This is evidence that you have the Holy Spirit within you, okay? And if you don't have Him, which is possible, it's happened in the book of Acts where people believed, but they didn't receive the Holy Spirit, okay? I pray that you do receive, Father asks that they receive the Holy Spirit, okay? And are sealed with it for the day of redemption. And ask Him for the Holy Spirit, okay? You need to see Him within you, guiding you, okay? Like a light. Revealing sin, bringing about correction, keeping you on the straight and narrow path, okay? Getting you thinking about eternity, leading you to die to self, things like this. And you need to read your Bible from cover to cover. I say it again, please read your Bible, your KJV Bible from cover to cover. Because the problem is that just like how I explained to you that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, the problem is if you don't heed my warning, Okay. And then you get involved in some form of a religion, some form of a church, some form of a spiritual practice that is against the Bible. Okay. You're going to wake up one day, okay, head first in a pit and go, what happened? How did I end up here? Do you understand what I'm saying? And I don't want to see that happen to you. Okay. These things are dangerous. They're deceptive. If anything, any person, any place, any practice, any book, any CD, anything that you're hearing is in opposition to the Word of God. But what? First, you need to know what the Word of God says, right? You can't know that it's against the Word of God unless you know the Word of God, okay? Please do not make excuses for it, no matter how much you like it, okay? Scripture says, Satan is transformed into an angel of light. Wise, you'll hear me and just die to self and go, okay, fine, it is, I can see. It sounds nice, I like it, it sounds like it's going to help me grow spiritually, it sounds like some way to get closer to God, but it does go against the Bible. So I'm just going to cast it aside, I'm just going to get rid of it by faith, okay? That's the wise thing to do, okay? Because the problem is, yes, you can lie to yourself. You can deceive yourself. You can sit there and make excuses, just like the lady who's happy with her husband. But this guy comes along and he's smooth talking, okay? Scripture says that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He's at his best. He's not with the horns and the pitchfork. He comes along real nice as an angel of light, okay? For example, false religion, okay, that's claiming to be Christian, but it's not, false churches, you know, New Age practices, okay, so on and so forth, okay? Read your Bible. Once again, please read your Bible from cover to cover. Know it, keep it in your purse. You can get them most places, a KJV Bible at the dollar store, okay? There's no excuse. Just go get it and read it from cover to cover and know it. Pray. Ask the Lord to commit it to your memory. Get well-versed in scriptures, okay? Put it on your iPod or on your phone or whatever. Listen to it over and over again. Know your scriptures, because the problem is just like that guy that's coveting, okay, that wife, once he gets his hands on her, he means her no good. Everything he will do to her is to hurt her. Do you understand? So what happens is, if you don't heed my warning and you go dabbling in something that goes against the Bible, you're gonna get hurt, period. Okay? So please, okay, heed my warning, okay, beloved sister, beautiful sheep of God, okay, whom Jesus loved, whom he loves and gave his life for. Okay. All right. Make the choice to be loyal and faithful and commit yourself to obey the Word of God, to know the Word of God, and to stay safe on that path away from deceptions. Okay. And scripture says that the woman was made for the man. When the Lord made Adam, he says it's not good for man to be alone. He says, I'll make a help, meet for him. Okay. Christ's church is a gift to the Son of God. Okay. You, as a member of the body of Christ, as the bride of Christ, are a gift to the Son of God. Keep yourself, okay? Keep yourself perfect, holy, unspotted by the deceptions of this world for him, okay? Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for every lady that's listening to this right now that ask you to touch their heart, to come out of the world and to live their lives entirely for you. I ask that they be
become vessels for your glory. And I ask that they have a soft heart to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and heart to truly be obedient, to love you, and to desire to live their lives for you. And I ask you to bless them with discernment, so that they may have eyes to see and ears to hear the things that you don't like, and be obedient and keep themselves from it. I ask all these prayers of you, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. And I'm going to leave you with Song of Songs, chapter 4. And I would like you to listen to how he describes her as a garden enclosed and a fountain shut up. Okay, she's closed to everybody but him. Okay. And then also to please keep myself and my family in your prayers. I would greatly appreciate it. And please know that you are daily in my prayers. Okay? God bless.
Song of Solomon, chapter 4.
Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which come up from the washing, whereof every one bear twins, and none is barren among them. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. Thy neck is like the Tower of David, builded for an armory, whereon there hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins, which feed among the lilies. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse. With me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinar and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes, with one chain of thy neck. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse! How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices! Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates, with pleasant fruits, camphor with spikenard. Spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices. A fountain of gardens, a well of living waters and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out.
Let my beloved come into his garden, and eat his pleasant fruits.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal. At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule,
career and technical training. Earn college credits while in high school. Become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal